From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 952nd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight the king of country music, Roy Acuff.
I know not where on earth to find you. I know not how or when to start. I only know I can't forget you. With these pins and needles in my heart, the days and nights are growing longer since first you said that we must part. But now I know I can't forget you. With these pins and needles in my heart, somewhere we'll meet again, dear, and love will make the teardrop start. And then you'll know how long I've waited with these pins and needles in my heart.
Thank you, folks. We're always happy to have so many of you drop in to visit at the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's with us tonight, will you?
I sure will, Roy. Well, there's Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Bashful Brother Oswald, Jimmy Riddle, Howard Forrester, all the Smoky Mountain boys, the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang, Roy.
Yes, sir, and our special guest tonight is Johnny Cash. Well, sir, if your new year didn't exactly get off to a crazy start, we're going to take care of that right now. So here from Hohenwald, Tennessee, is Rod Brassfield. Rod, come on in.
Well, thank you, man. Much obliged.
What's going on in outer space?
Outer space?
Yeah.
I don't know, Mr. Roy. Why?
Well, I just thought I'd never seen nothing look like you down here before.
Me so mad I could eat a goat burger.
Go ahead.
Howdy, Mr. Acuff.
Yes, sir.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
I certainly did.
What'd you do?
I'm forgetting women.
Forgetting women?
Forgetting women.
Me too. I'm forgetting a couple and going out somewhere tonight. What do you say, boy? Boy, I had a fine Christmas, Roy.
Did you?
Oh, me and my gal Susie gave me one of these movie cameras.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah, it's nice. Is. And I was down there on the street in front of my house shooting pictures the other day. Howdy, Howdy. Glad to see you. And this little boy come running around this block.
Did you get his picture?
Yeah, I got him as he run by, and then he run back around by again, you know, and I got him again.
Oh, did he?
He run around that block about 5 times.
Is that right?
Finally, I stopped him. I said, son, what are you doing running around this block so much? He says, well, I'm running away from home, and Mama won't let me cross the street. I had trouble getting up here tonight, Mr. Acuff.
Really?
Sure did. I had trouble getting up here tonight.
What happened, Ron?
Well, the highway signs was bothering me.
Oh?
I drove up here in my old Ford.
Well,
when I went to school, when I was a young fella and went to school, I learned how to read figures, but I didn't learn how to read writing, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. And these highway signs bothered me all the way up here today.
How's that?
See, I knew how far it was I was going, but I didn't know where I was going at.
Rod, what did you give your girl Susie for Christmas?
Give her a car.
A car?
One of them little old sport cars. Well,
that's great.
Little bitty thing looked like a bug.
Oh, those little, yeah.
Me and her was riding around in it the other day, and it stopped. Yeah. Just went cold like that. It stalled it on me.
Stalled it.
Yeah. It wouldn't even start at all, and a feller in a great big Cadillac drove up and said, what's the matter, boy? Did you run out of flint?
No. Out of flint.
Me and Susie went to a big party there Christmas, Roy. We was invited over to some friend's house there to one of these year big suppers, you know, and it was a swell affair. Right in the middle of the table, they had a great big bowl of Manila ice cream.
Well, you like ice cream, don't you?
Yeah, and I love Manila ice cream.
I bet you do.
I got me a spoon, got me a bite of it, and it wasn't Manila ice cream.
What in the world? What was it?
Horseradish.
Horseradish.
Well, I bit into it there, just crunched down on it, and I started crying. Tears.
Well, I imagine you did.
Susie looked over at me and says, "What are you crying about?" I said, "Oh, I didn't want her to know I cigarette, you know." I said, "I'm just crying because my little dog died last week."
Well, that's a good tale you made up.
Then I thought it'd be a good joke to get on Susie. I said, "Susie, do you like Manila ice cream?" She said, "Oh, I'm fond of it." I said, "Well, have a bite."
Oh, you didn't
she
do it that
took
way.
A big bite.
You didn't do that to Susie.
Yeah. Huh? Then she started crying. I said, "What are you crying about?" She said, "Oh, I was just crying because you didn't die when your little dog did." Well, Mr. Acuff, it's been good to see you, but I've got to go now.
Well,
before I go, I would like to say a little thought to you and all the people that's listening in.
I'm sure that everyone will be glad to hear it, Roy.
Here it is. Go visit somebody in the hospital today, and you'll sleep much better tonight.
Correct you will.
Good night.
Thank you, Rod. Here at the Grand Ole Opry, we've got a lot of fine young country music stars who have really been making a name for themselves and the Opry. Here's one of them right now, our guest star, Johnny Cash. Let's make him welcome.
Thank you, Roy.
Johnny, step right up and kind of take over, will you? You know, back on it, this is the first time I've seen you in a long time. You've been keeping you pretty busy?
Sure have, Roy. We've been out the West Coast lately, out on some shows out there, and we're looking forward to being with you week after next up in Michigan to see the folks.
Well, that's the way it is when the folks out there like you, Johnny. And by the way, those folks out there are waiting to hear you sing. When what's it going to be?
We'd like to do one side of a brand new one for you, Roy, called Ballad of a Teenage Queen.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl he's ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the score, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl he's ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a careless teenage queen.
Not a careless teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, saved his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door, working at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl he's ever seen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining car, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl he's ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You can hear it all at the candy store.
Hey, Rod, can you really tell a Prince Albert smoker from 50 feet?
I sure can, Roy, by the smoke rings he blows. I mean it. Lots of smokers just huff and puff. But by net, a feller who packs his pipe with fine Prince Albert smoking tobacco, he is comfortable. I don't know. There's just something about PA that just lets a feller be comfortable and enjoy himself.
Could be, Rod, because Prince Albert smokes so smooth and cool. The pack's real good, burns real slow and lazy, and it's so fresh.
That's what I mean. When a feller puffs out a lazy smoke ring, I know he's enjoying Prince Albert.
Enjoying that very special, that natural Prince Albert taste, rich and fine. Say, you making men argue all that same fine taste and smoking comfort, PA rolls easy. Smokes easy because it's crimp cut.
That's right. Pipe smoker or meccan man.
Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives you fellas all the comfort, all the natural tobacco taste, all the smoking enjoyment you could ask for. Get Prince Albert. Here's Howard Foster with the Golden Eagle Hornpipe, and that means old-time fiddling and old-time dancing, all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. Let's go!
Swing on, lady, swing on, honey, baby, swing the one that you love best. Oh, first side, pull it up, back, and swing that head, circle, and the lady change, and hey! Change, it is better to join for swing your partner, and come on in, get out, you don't be slow.
Here is a lovely and talented little lady I want you to listen to. She records for the RCA Victor people. Make her welcome, Miss June Webb.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. That it's winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin when leaves begin to die? The will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Well, sure, as all our opera friends know, we always try to include a sacred song along with our Grand Ole Opry singing, dancing, and fun. Rod Brasfield laying down here in the floor while Miss June is singing. Our song tonight is an old and a mellow old favorite of ours, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Won't it be wonderful there?
When with the Savior we enter the glory land,
won't it be wonderful there?
Ending the troubles and cares of the storyland,
won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful, wonderful land? Having no burdens to bear,
joyously singing with heart bells all ringing,
oh, won't it be wonderful there?
There where the tempest will never be sweeping us,
won't it be wonderful there?
Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us,
won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there?
Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing,
oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Thank you. We haven't heard a single toot from Jimmy Riddle on his harmonica, so let's welcome Jimmy and the dill pickle rag. Jimmy? This next Grand Ole Opry star, I like her so much and have known her so long, I can never make up anything fancy to say to bring her on. It's always seemed enough just to say, folks, here is Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Bless his heart. Happy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, there's just been so much happening down at Grinder's Switch this week, I couldn't begin to tell all that's been going on. It's just been awful down there. Just something happening every minute. Well, I want you to know that down at the railroad depot down there, it was just a madhouse down there. It is awful. Why, you know Putt Fuller down there? Well, Putt, he flagged the train 5 times this week. One time it almost stopped. Come as near as anything, sure enough. Slowed down to where folks could have picked blackberries if it had been the season. Well, sir, though, Hezzy almost spoiled the New Year's Eve party that we had at Grinder's Switch. It just broke my heart. He nearly spoiled it for me. He got some, he come a-running to me, and he said he heard that there was a feller at the party that was trying to kiss me. And he was just all to pieces. He was so excited about it. I said, oh, Hezzy, you sweet thing, are you jealous because some feller wants to kiss me? He said, no, anybody that crazy is liable to get violent. Well, sir, though, I guess I'm in love with Hezzy. I reckon I am. He's on my mind all the time, him or some other feller. You know, brother misbehaved awful at the party, too. You know, he was right in the middle of the party while everything was just going fine. Well, he jumped up on a chair right in the middle of the party. He had on a new suit. It was an awful nice-looking suit, too. He got the suit just special for the party. It had 2 pair of pants to it. That's nice for the winter, but that's going to get awful hot for brother come summer. It is awful nice suit. It fit him just like a glove. Might have looked better maybe if it did fit him like a suit. But he stood up there and said he could whoop any feller in the room. He did. My brother done it. Stood up there on a chair. Said he could whoop any feller in the room. Y'all know what happened to brother? Well, if you do, I wish you'd tell him he don't know yet. But sometimes, you know, he's all-time mortifying me, just like my Uncle Nabob. He's all-time mortifying me. Last time I went to a wedding with him, I just declared I'd never go again. After the wedding, everybody was kissing the bride and kissing the bride and kissing the bride. And Uncle Nabob said, now, I want to tell you something. That's dangerous business, kissing the bride after the ceremony. Uncle Nabob said he got his head busted one time for kissing the bride after the ceremony. Of course, it is 2 years after the ceremony. But another time, you know, they had one of these here radio quizzes, and Uncle Nabob got up there, and the feller says to Uncle Nabob, he says, well, do you sing in the bathtub? And Uncle Nabob said, nope. The feller says, what's the matter, no voice? Uncle Nabob said, nope, no bathtub. Bye now, see you next week. Next week, can Hezzy come up here on this here Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry and sing his new song?
Well, I don't know, Minnie. What's the song?
It's a love ballad called I'm Just Wild About Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Well, Minnie, I get the idea, but you know...
Heads is expressive, ain't he?
Yes, he is, but Minnie...
He loves the way Prince Albert smoking tobacco tastes. He says Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature put in tobacco. Says P.A. draws that flavor out even finer and richer and tastier.
I know, Minnie, but you know...
Hezzy says Prince Albert's so comfortable to smoke, so fresh and cool, burns so nice and lazy.
Well, many pop smokers everywhere agree with Hezzy. And you know, making men sure enjoy the way crimp-cut Prince Albert rolls up into a smooth-making, smooth-smoking cigarette. It's got the making of a perfect smoke.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The brewed Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
Now let's welcome back our guest star, Johnny Cash. Come in, Johnny.
Thank you, Roy. We'd like to do one side of the other side of the new one we did just now called Big River. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard that my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, Big River, when you called.
Oh, get far, get on it now. Yeah.
To St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Well, I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, bat it down. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
Oh, guitar, get noisy. Yeah.
Yeah, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know how much you'll appreciate my bringing this next fella out here, but just to prove life can be fun, here is Bashful Brother Oddball. Roll on, buddy.
Well, it is roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Boy, the roads is love, you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. I home in sunny Tennessee, south. My home in sunny Tennessee. Down in sunny Tennessee, that's where I long to be. My home's in sunny Tennessee, now play.
Can everybody hear me all right?
Thank you.
Oh, come along, buddy, go with me.
Where?
Come along, buddy, go with me. Come go with me down in sunny Tennessee. Come along, buddy, go with me. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, you with roses, love, you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Oswald. Here's a number that I hope you will enjoy. We just recorded it, just been released on the Hickory label. I'm getting them all around here to help me out on it, called Once More. Forget the past, this hurt can't last. Oh, I don't want it to keep us apart. Your love, I pray, I'll be your slave if you'll just give me all of your heart. Howard. All of your heart.
Once more to be with you, just for tonight, to hold you tight. Once more, I'd give a fortune if I could see you once more.
Howdy Force, we're doing the fiddle, and the tune is Sally Gooden. That means our visit is over. Next week, we'll be calling all you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Ferlin Husky, along with his special guest, Miss Kitty Wells. Till then, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night.
Why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel 'cause it tastes so rich.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel 'cause it smokes so mild. Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee.